In the Electric Mist with Confederate Dead by James Lee Burke. The sky had gone black at sunset, and a storm had churned inland from the Gulf and drenched New Iberia and littered East Maine with leaves and tree branches from a long canopy of oaks that covered the street from the old brick post office to the drawbridge over Bayou Teche at the edge of town. I was about to stop my truck at Dell's and pick up three crawfish dinners to go when a lavender Cadillac, fishtailed out of a side street, caromed off a curb, bounced a hubcap up on a sidewalk, and left long serpentine lines of tire prints through the glazed pools of yellow light from the street lamps. I was off duty, tired and used up after a day of searching for a 19-year-old girl in the woods and finding her where she had been left in the bottom of a coulee, her mouth and wrists wrapped with electrician's tape. Already I had tried to stop thinking about the rest of it. The medical examiner was a kind man. He bagged the body before any news people or family members got there. I don't like to bust drunk drivers. I don't like to listen to their explanations or watch their pitiful attempts to affect sobriety. Or maybe in truth, I just don't like to see myself when I look into their faces. But I didn't believe this particular driver could make it another block without ripping the side off a parked car plowing deep into someone's shrubbery. I plugged my portable...